Welcome to the Natural Health Show podcast library. I'm Steve Herringer. Your personal revolution is waiting for you. It's mind-changing. It's body-changing. Unique dispatches from the health revolution are contained in each podcast of the Natural Health Show. I hope you enjoy this one. Carlene, welcome to the Natural Health Show.
Well, thanks for having me as your guest today, Steve.
Hey, you come from small town Saskatchewan, right?
You bet. Born and raised.
Okay, what's the name of the town?
Well, you might know it. It's called Assiniboia.
Assiniboia, that's the name of the town.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? No matter where I go, there seems to, I tell the group of people that I'm speaking to, there seems to always be somebody in the group that either has been there for some reason or knows somebody from there.
That's pretty
cool, actually.
Lots of famous people from Assiniboia.
Yeah.
And are there folks, relatives of yours still back on the farm?
You bet. Everybody's still there.
Wow.
My mom, my brother, his wife, and their three children, and aunts and uncles and cousins. And yeah,
everybody's still there.
It's only me that's made the big move to the west.
You've gone the other side of the mountains.
Yes.
So I understand via the grapevine that you have visited my father's hometown of Maple Creek, Saskatchewan.
You bet. That's stomping ground for high school football. So we used to go there, me as a cheerleader with our football team, and been there many times, and my brother played hockey there, and so
Wow. You
know, the whole southern part of Saskatchewan is all kind of interconnected.
That's right. Beautiful place down there, Maple Creek,
it
Saskatchewan.
Is.
Now, you went to university in Saskatoon. You received your BSc in nutrition, and you are a registered dietitian. Now, when did it dawn on you that your focus was on the nutrition, but you're going to move into omega-3 essential fatty acids or fish oils? When did that take focus for you?
Right. Again, a little unorthodox, and that came from personal experience. And I think a lot of the educators you probably speak to or authors or nutritionists you interview, they'll find that many of us come to this career from a place of need. Like, we've been exposed to it. And I myself had experience using omega-3s for my own health. And I saw such an incredible improvement in how I felt. And that was really sort of my aha moment in my own health journey and in my career. That was when my interest just started to go to a different level, from not just knowing and using omega-3s, but becoming so passionate about it that I basically devoted my entire career to studying it and researching and educating and writing, and then, of course, going on to develop and create my own brand of omega-3.
Yeah, and it is interesting that that so many people in the natural health business arrive there because they are searching for something that applies directly to them.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the great things about food and using food as medicine and healing yourself from something. And I think there's no better advocate than when you've experienced something yourself, right? Because you can really speak about it from a different context. And it's not just from what I've read or from what I've studied, but I've actually used it myself. And then I've used it subsequently with clients, and my husband's used it with patients. And so we've been able to really see the full effect of how making changes in diet and lifestyle and how incorporating some of these incredible nutrients like omega-3s, how it can really improve your health and your quality of life.
It's the Natural Health Show. Steve Herringer here with our Experts Speak Out program. We are with registered dietitian and author Carlene Karst. And Carlene, because you work with him every day, I bet you have a real simple explanation of what an omega-3 fish oil is. Can you share it with us?
I don't know. Is there such a thing as a simple? It is simple when you think about the fact that omega-3s are critical and essential for every single cell in your body. And it's one of those nutrients we just don't get enough of from our food, yet they're deemed essential. And the word essential in nutrition means you have to have it. And if you don't have it, there are going to be some health implications that arise because of it. And so we have seen this through the decades of research that focuses on the omega-3s and their ability to heal. And it's all because of their very critical and essential role that they play in every tissue and every muscle and every cell in the body. And it's one of those things, like I said, we just don't get enough of from our food.
And when you use the term essential, that also means that we don't create them ourselves.
We don't make them ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them essential.
So we have to
get them from our diet. And the problem with our diet is it typically is loaded in the wrong types of fat, as opposed to these foods and foods that we eat that are full of omega-3s, we just don't get enough of them in our diet.
So why do you think that these omega-3s are important? And I know you think they're important for every age. You believe, mm-hmm. I mean, you have little children at home.
Yeah.
I usually relate omega-3s for adults and mental health, and we're going to talk about that. But tell me about why you feel they're important for every age.
Well, they are important for every age. And, you know, it's interesting. From the time a woman is pregnant, and so the baby in utero and a fetus receiving its nutrients from its mother via the placenta, we have research showing that if the mother doesn't have enough omega-3, that fetus will be deficient in omega-3 because those nutrients are passed on to the baby. And they are absolutely critical for nervous system and brain cell functioning. Also, the retina of the eye has the largest concentration of omega-3s in any part of the body. So it starts right from then. So before you're even born, that need and that demand for omega-3 exists. And it's completely reliant upon whether or not the mother has sufficient supply of omega-3, not just for her own self, but to give to the baby. And then what we see as we continue through baby stage, infancy, toddlerhood, childhood, those first 5 years of life are absolutely critical because the omega-3 DHA builds up in the brain, and that is responsible for learning, for memory, behavior, cognition, proper sleep habits, you name it, vision, mental acuity, IQ. I mean, the research is just outstanding in this area. Not to mention, it really sets the stage for our body in terms of whether or not we're going to develop some longer-term health complications. We know that allergies are related. Other childhood learning conditions like ADD and ADHD are linked to an omega-3 content in the diet and in the human body. So it really sets the stage then.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Natural Health Show. This is the place for natural health information and conversation. We'll be back with more after we hear The Natural Health Show's nutrition break. And here is Julie.
Hello, my name is Julie Daniluk, nutritionist and author of Meals That Heal Inflammation and Slimming Meals That Heal. During my honeymoon, I had the chance to visit the oldest known olive tree in the world. It was so big that I couldn't put my arms around its trunk. Olives contain the phenolic compound oleocanthal, which has been shown to have strong anti-inflammatory properties, mimicking the action of ibuprofen, reducing arthritis naturally. You may have heard that the biophenols in olives suppress bad cholesterol, but did you know it also reduces blood pressure? Also interesting is that olives have antimicrobial properties that help to combat H. pylori bacteria that's responsible for causing stomach ulcers. The high levels of polyphenols in olives have been shown in studies to have strong antibacterial activity against 8 strains of H. pylori, 3 of them resistant to some antibiotics. Make sure the olive oil you're buying is real. Some cheap olive oil is actually low-grade soya oil and canola oil with added chlorophyll for green coloring. To learn more about the power of healing foods, visit my website at juliedaniluk.com.
The Natural Health Show's Nutrition Break is brought to you by the Muscle Ache and Pain Solution, MagSense.
This is it, the one and only Natural Health Show, the most listened to natural health radio program in Canada. We thank you for joining us today. Registered holistic nutritionist Tanya Ritko will be here shortly, but right now we are with registered dietitian and author Carlene Karst. And Carlene, we talked about some health conditions that omega-3 fish oils can assist in dealing with. And looking at this from another angle, I always connect omega-3s with mental health. That seems to be the place that I've heard, you know, that they crop up a lot. What would you say are the most important advantages to our mental health with omega-3s and what they can offer us?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, it makes sense. If you look at your brain, and people have heard the term, quote unquote, fathead before.
Fathead, a lot of fat in there is not a bad thing. As long as it's the right fat.
It's a great thing because your body is essentially made of fat, and 60 to 70% of that fat should be made of omega-3s. In fact, they actually say 8% of the brain's weight is comprised of omega-3s. And these are building blocks for neurons and for nerves. and they actually help build the entire nervous system. And because of our diet today that's so full of processed and packaged and convenient foods, we're getting a lot of inflammatory compounds coming into our body, and those will get taken up by the brain cells. And so what happens is it creates this system of brain inflammation, where literally our brains are like on fire. And so we've had this, we've seen this before in children, school-age children, who can't sit still, who can't focus and can't think. It's like their brains are literally on fire. So these omega-3s come and they help to stop that inflammation. Now, that has such important implications for long-term health, I can't even really describe it, because it's everything. Think about it, Alzheimer's disease and depression. Did you know depression is actually viewed as an inflammatory condition? So many of these mental health and cognitive type conditions that people deal with and experience are actually can be linked back to an improper balance of fats, and omega-3s being one of the greatest contributors to that. So we know if we give more omega-3, we can actually help our body to be, our brain to be calmer, to have less inflammation. We've seen studies that have shown people are happier when they use omega-3s, because it really does help to improve the levels of serotonin, it helps to decrease inflammation, and it works basically to create all these healthy neurons and structures in our brain that have just such a tremendous role in how we feel mentally.
Right. Now, let's talk about dosage, for example, like how happy do you want to get? Now, I've heard if you eat fish 3 times a week, you're getting enough omega-3s. What do you think?
That's a good start, but absolutely not.
Okay.
And I would love to see people, and I challenge everybody to eat fish 3 times a week. And we're not just talking any fish. It needs to be cold, deep water fish. So we're talking anchovies, sardines, mackerel, salmon, tuna, halibut's got a decent amount of omega-3. So it can't. Is fine. And so what we find is that that's all fine, and that is a great start, and that's very much a minimal amount of omega-3. When we want to look at really quelling inflammation, improving cell structure and function, making our entire body built of these powerful omega-3 fats, you need far more than 3 times a week. So we're looking at a minimum of about 1,500 milligrams of the omega-3s, EPA and DHA, and those are our two important omega-3s. And so that's going to be very difficult to achieve by diet alone. Right. I always believe in starting with a diet, but I think you're going to have to look at bringing in a supplemental form.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but what is there, when you eat a fish, what part of the fish contains the omega-3 fish oils? Is it throughout fish,
so
or is it the skin?
It's the body.
The body has the omegas.
Yep, so we've heard of cod liver oil before, so that's a particular type of fish species of which they use the liver to achieve the omega-3, EPA and DHA. But outside of that, sardines, anchovies, mackerel, they literally use the entire body.
Okay, so again, you're saying 1,500 milligrams.
Yes, of the EPA and DHA. And people can take a look. A lot of, you know, if you're buying canned omega-3 sources, you're buying your omega-3 supplement, you can take a look at your label and it'll tell you how much you're getting, or you can simply look it up online. This information is quite easily accessible in terms of how much omega-3 is in your different...
How high would you go?
Anywhere up to about 3,000 milligrams.
Yeah.
So 3,000 milligrams is a therapeutic recommendation.
Yeah.
So for people with elevated triglyceride levels, mental health concerns, any type of inflammation in the body, you want to...
Would this be taken once a day, or would you spread it over a day?
I usually divide it, and I always take with food. It helps with the absorption of the omega-3. And however, I always tell people whatever works for you, because what might work for me doesn't work for someone else. And if you're someone who remembers your supplements first thing in the morning, then take it all then.
That's right. When you think about it, that's a good time to take
it. That's exactly right.
The Natural Health Show's Health Highlights are on the way in just a few moments. We're with Carlene Karst. And Carlene, what should we look for in purchasing a good quality omega-3 supplement?
That's a great question, because, you know, that's a fishy business out there.
It's a fishy business.
Quality is one of the most important considerations. We want to make sure we're taking fresh oil. Anytime oil is oxidized, if you're burping it up and you're repeating it and you're getting a sick stomach afterwards, chances are there's some oxidation happening. And oxidized oils are very dangerous. It's better to not take any at all. So you want to make sure that you're taking really clean, pure, fresh omega-3 oil. There's an amazing Canadian organization called IFOS, the International Fish Oil Standards Committee. They're all about protecting the consumer and making sure the consumer has access to the best quality fish oil. So many of the leading brands will have an IFOS seal on their label showing that they've got a five-star rating. So they've checked over peroxide values and the freshness and the stability and making sure that there's the proper amount of EPA and DHA in the product. And it's actually a really great group, and it's something that consumers can look towards to make sure that Right. they're taking a good quality oil.
Is there a popular misconception? We're coming at this from a different point of view now. Is there a misconception about omega-3s that you'd like to clear up on air, live and in living color right now today? Is there something people are thinking that you'd just like to clear up? Because, I don't know, maybe they're asking you, maybe a question comes to you after your speaking engagement, and it's just quite obviously something you'd want to clear up.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. There's still so much fear about using fats in general. And, you know, it's funny, like as a student of the 90s, when the low-fat diet craze was present, I thought, God bless, you know, it's been 20 years of people really worrying that if they take fat and use fat, they're going to get fat. And I still, to this day, frequently get asked from people, well, if I take Sealicious, how many calories are in there? People are still very worried about that. And I kid you not, it is nothing to worry about. In fact, you're going to gain weight if you don't have omega-3s rather than the opposite.
These are the good fats.
These are the good fats, and they help your body to basically improve your metabolism, and they keep your fat-burning machine up and running, and they improve blood sugar and insulin levels. You need to have these good fats in the diet. And the other thing is people always say, well, I'm taking enough of my omega-3s. I'm taking one soft gel a day. And generally speaking, that's not going to be enough. So as you mentioned, Steve, dosage is super important, because if you're not taking the right amount of your nutrients, whether that's a vitamin D or C or omega-3, then how is your body going to properly heal?
That's right. So I wish we had a lot more time to talk about this, and maybe one of these days we're going to go for a full hour. But Carlene, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you're going to be speaking at this upcoming weekend's Victoria Health Show. Tell us about the day, time, and topic.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love the Victoria Health Show, and I've been speaking there for many years. And so my talk is Saturday morning, first lecture of the day, I believe, is at 10 a.m., and I'm going to be speaking on similar topic to what we talked about here today, omega-3s and important for brain and mental health and inflammation and how to eat them, and
All right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
And I'm going to be on stage introducing you then,
so
I'll see you then.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Carlene. It's the Natural Health Show here with very special guest, registered dietitian Carlene Karst. Coming up, we will have a sit-down with our second expert of this program, Tanya Ritko. Tanya is a registered holistic nutritionist, and our topic is energy over stress, why heart and adrenal health matter. That is next. Back with Tanya in just a moment.
It's a hand-picked, free-range, not from concentrate, organically digitized, original program. It's the one and only Natural Health Show.
Okay, time now for the Natural Health Show's Health Highlights, a look at trending news in the world of natural health. Health Highlights is sponsored by Vista Magazine, Canada's organic lifestyle magazine. We're going to focus today on health myths. This information comes to us from mindbodygreen.com and Alicia Melgoza. 5 myths that make being healthy so much harder than it has to be. Health is also about emotional, mental, relational, and spiritual well-being. So here are some of the most common myths that get health wrong. Here's myth number 1, fitness comes first.
While it might seem like prioritizing workouts over trivia night is the healthy choice, that's not necessarily the case. Put fitness in its proper place and prioritize relationships by planning your workouts around your life, not your life around your workouts.
Good plan. You know what? Here's myth number 2. You are what you eat.
Moralizing what you eat lends itself to viewing yourself as bad or good based on your diet. Stop labeling foods as good or bad. Separate who you are, your worth, and your character from what you eat.
We're talking about 5 health myths. Here's myth number 3, never miss a workout.
Sometimes it's the healthy choice to skip a workout, especially if you're injured, sick, or exhausted. It's not about making excuses. It's about honoring your body. Listen to your body and prioritize rest days just as much as workout days.
Here's myth number 4. You should fight your cravings.
Practicing mindful eating is a great way to healthfully have your cake and eat it too without overdoing it. Learn how to bring mindfulness to the table by focusing on and savoring every bite.
And let's not forget cookies. Here's health myth number 5. Every cookie you eat means extra time in the gym.
Using exercise to do penance for what you eat, often referred to as exercise bulimia, is a very unhealthy approach to physical activity. Often, it can help to forego the gym machines and opt for a fun Bollywood dance class or a hike with Fido instead.
Yeah, don't take your exercise routine too seriously. With the glorification of extreme health, it's easy to get caught up in these myths and place an overemphasis on having a pristine diet and exercise routine. This is a narrow view of what is healthy. Like we said at the top, health is also about emotional, mental, relational, and spiritual well-being. Thanks for your help on this, Donna.
Thank you, Steve.
The Natural Health Show's Health Highlights is sponsored by Vista Magazine, Canada's organic lifestyle magazine. Ask for Vista Magazine at your local natural health store. Back with more of The Natural Health Show in just a moment. The revolution continues as we search for the ways and means of taking back control over our food, our bodies, our minds, and our healing. You're listening to The Natural Health Show, and Steve Herringer here. It's our Experts Speak Out program today. My guest for the second half of our show is registered holistic nutritionist Tanya Ritko, a returning guest and always a pleasure to have on our show. Welcome back to The Natural Health Show, Tanya.
Thanks very much, Steve. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. So were you really super good over the holiday season? I know you're a nutritionist, so did you eat well? Did you get plenty of sleep?
You know, for the most part, I was pretty good, and yeah. I tried to balance it out. I mean, I think a lot of times it's just being balanced. It's over the holidays, and we often just not being too hard on ourselves. That's just a balanced approach. So I think I did pretty good.
I think I did pretty good.
How about you?
I did okay. And I was away on holidays, and so I was eating a lot of different food, I have to tell you that. And not necessarily different times, but you know how your clock gets reset depending on which time zone you're at or you find yourself in. Mm-hmm. And so that was a bit of a challenge, but I didn't gain my usual 10 pounds. So I'm happy about that. Good. So I think I did pretty well.
Congratulations.
And I know you did a little bit of traveling too, didn't you?
I did. I went up to Nashville and spent the holidays over there with family. So that's good. And yeah, it was nice.
And you behaved yourself there and you ate well and you got your sleep.
You know, for the most part, I did well. So Good for you.
So our topic for this segment of Experts Speak Out is adrenal glands. And I know that you're going to be speaking at the Victoria Health Show. And your topic is going to be energy over stress. When we're talking about adrenal glands, energy over stress. Mm-hmm. So you're making a distinction between energy, which is just, you know, being up and positive and doing things. And being stressed.
Yes.
And being sort of up and wound tight.
Exactly.
So, you know, a lot of people point out that we have to look at our heart health, our cardiovascular systems, our digestive systems, our nervous systems. But the adrenal glands, well, you call them the unsung heroes. Why are they so important, these adrenal glands?
Well, the adrenal glands are what help us cope with all different forms of stress. So whether it's physical, whether we have an injury, whether it's an infection, whether we're emotional stress like relationship or going through a divorce or whatever, or toxins and environmental. So it actually helps us be able to deal with stress. So how well our adrenals function really have an impact on our resilience, our endurance, just our overall, you know, get up and go.
Our adrenaline.
The adrenaline plays a factor in, you know, that fight or flight response.
That's right. But if there's too much of it.
Too much of it, it's not a good thing. No, absolutely. The fight or flight response, that chronic, we're created to be able to respond quickly in terms of when there's an emergency. And that's actually helps us get up and go and just, you know, be able to handle that. But it's when that chronic stress where modern day living can tend to lend itself to that constant stress.
Because we feel like we have to be ready for almost anything. We always have to be energized.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're kind of tricking our body in a way. We're making it overwork, I guess, huh?
Well, and that's the key, is not having it overwork. That's the thing about with the adrenal glands. We have the adrenal glands. If you break down the adrenal glands and you split them in like an avocado, they have the cortex, which is the cortex and the medulla. Medulla would be the inner portion, which is that non-essential but important, that adrenaline. And then the cortex is that fleshy part, which helps us with the cortisol and also aldosterone. So those are really essential for life. So they're essentially, we need those, and they help us with our blood sugar control, also with blood pressure, and regulating the aldosterone helps with our kidneys, regulating our the salt water balance, so the proper functioning of our kidneys, so a lot of different functions.
And they are located just above the kidneys.
Just above
the
kidneys.
The adrenal glands.
Yes.
We have two of them.
They're just
one
above
on each kidney.
Exactly.
Okay.
And about the size of a thumb, depending on how big your thumb is, and triangle shape, and they're this weight of a grape. That's what they...
Not very big, but awfully
pretty,
important.
Very important.
You're with the Natural Health Show. Thanks for being part of the program today. Still to come is our research update from Inspire Health and Dr. Hal Gunn. It is extremely rare for us here on the Natural Health Show to avoid exploring the concept of modern-day stress, and we're not going to make an exception this weekend. The adrenals play an important role in managing this stress, don't they? I mean, tell us about that again. You touched on it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
How do the adrenals actually deal with stress?
How do they deal with stress? Well, when, as we talked about, that fight or flight response. So when we're in the sense of like an emergency, if there was a car that was coming towards us, to be able to respond quickly and immediately saves our lives. But also we have to be able to also balance that stress response so it actually helps us in reacting quickly and responding in balancing our system out.
The adrenal does the balancing. It helps us balance.
It helps us balance. So bring it back into balance. So the adrenaline would be where it's the reaction,
and going, right?
And then the other would be the response of balancing our system out and being able to respond and bring ourselves back into balance, or our cortisol levels aren't.
So the adrenal glands are helping us keep this balance.
Exactly.
Now, how are we going to make sure that these balancers, these adrenal glands, are working properly?
And that's the real key, is the adrenal glands are intended to come back into balance, but they're not intended to be constantly under stress, which a lot of us do. And it doesn't differentiate whether it's stress from, say, an emergency situation that you have to run away from, or necessarily if you're having relationship difficulties or stress from that, you're constantly in traffic jams or worry or irritated or having pressures from your family or whatever it is.
Whatever puts you on edge.
If you're constantly on edge, and you're constantly secreting these hormones and never ever having a chance to recuperate. So really being able to recognizing your triggers is really important. That's something that I was marking down in the New Year's.
Such as what?
So triggers such as, like, if you're stressed out constantly and you're just being on time for meetings, you know, allowing yourself more time between meetings, planning ahead, figuring out which ones maybe that you need to eliminate. If there's ones that you're eliminating, or ones, of course, things happen and that you can't control in life. That if there's a death in the family, you can't control that.
That's right.
So different coping strategies around that, whether you do journaling, meditation, deep breathing, which is something I should be doing right now. just breathing. But so things like that, just, and really important to balance your blood sugars, because that also creates stress in your body.
And this is, again, the job of the adrenals is balancing blood sugar?
Balancing the blood sugar, that's
really?
Right. And we can also help, but we have to, by eating and doing our lifestyle,
yes,
we help support that, as well as a lot of times, because our adrenals, we do tend to put extra pressure on them with modern day living and nutritional supportive supplementation,
yes,
can also really be helpful.
Now, what symptoms would occur if our adrenals are not working properly? Can you feel it?
You know, a lot of symptoms, a lot of times people get used to just feeling unwell, like a general over unwell feeling, or really having a tough time getting up in the morning. They don't feel refreshed after. Sometimes more irritability, they're feeling irritable, or they just feel so overwhelmed by situations that maybe stress, like their workload causes more stress, takes them longer to get things done. They're not functioning. They're having sleep disturbances, a lot of times blood sugar imbalances. So there's a number of different symptoms. If you could potentially be suffering adrenal fatigue, if you're having a number of these symptoms, can potentially
be a sign. So kind of run down, basically.
An overall run down, overwhelmed, tired.
Yeah, we're going to talk about adrenal fatigue as we carry on today. You're listening to The Natural Health Show. Steve Herringer here. Time now for our research update from Inspire Health. We will be back.
Hi, I'm Hal Gunn, a physician at Inspire Health. Did you know chronic stress-related behavior patterns increase the risk of stroke in both men and women? Chronic stress has previously been shown to be associated with an increased risk of heart disease. A study that examined indicators of chronic stress lasting 6 months or longer found a significantly increased risk of stroke in individuals who showed an overall pattern of stressful lifestyle. When gender was considered in isolation of other risk factors, men were at a substantially greater risk of stroke than women. Managing stress could change your life and maybe even save it. You should periodically take the time to step back from your daily routines and have an honest, searching look at your lifestyle behavior patterns. Take proactive steps to better manage stress, such as trying yoga, meditation, or exercise. Consider seeking social and professional support if you feel it would be helpful. For more research on integrative cancer care, please check Inspire Health's free online research information system at inspirehealth.ca.
The Natural Health Show's research update is presented by Purica. Visit Purica.com for the best in natural foods, supplements, and lifestyle solutions.
Welcome back to The Natural Health Show. Energy over stress. Why our heart and adrenal health matter. That is our topic today on part two of the Experts Speak Out program here on The Natural Health Show. Tanya Ritko is here. Tanya, what are some of the natural supplements and some of these lifestyle solutions that can help us support these ever-important adrenal glands of ours?
Yes. Well, just on the first part about lifestyle is just mentioning about recognizing our triggers for starters, just recognizing
what gets you uptight.
What gets you uptight?
Angry, if you're getting in that lineup behind the person who's counting the change out of their purse, you're going to have to breathe in.
Do that deep belly breathing.
You know it's going to bug you. You just have to kind of relax into it, huh?
Exactly. Figuring out what gets to you. And then figuring out ways how you can either adapt or cope, eliminate, just differentiating those. And then also, the different coping strategies a lot of people find. I've been journaling lately. That's been really something that's worked for me.
Yeah.
Meditation, deep breathing, listening to music, and just whatever you find, calm the body. And then as far as supplementation, Purica has adrenal support, which is adaptogens, and they help the body to adapt, have an innate ability to help balance and rebalance the system. If, for an example, if you think about your thermostat or if it's too hot or too cold, it balances itself out to the room temperature to the perfect. Well, it has the ability to do that in the body. So these adaptogenic herbs, that's cordyceps, the mushrooms, cordyceps, shaga, and then it has an Ayurvedic herb, ashwagandha. So these are really powerful in helping rebalance.
We talk about stress all the time on this show. We have talked about that since we've had you on the air this time. But let's talk about whether there is such a thing as good stress or not. Is that the energy part of this energy over stress? What do you think? Is there a good stress?
I believe there is a good stress. I mean, I think if you didn't have stress, you'd get really complacent.
You would. You'd fall asleep.
You're just like, and also, it just sometimes is a propelling force for positive change in your life. And also, that stress is that when we're stressed, if there's a car running, if there's something coming towards you and you need to act quickly, you need to be able to respond and have that stress response. So there is good stress. It's when it's prolonged for a period of time, chronic, that's when it really becomes an issue. And when you're not giving yourself time to recharge.
Yeah. So I think, for example, an actor would say, even a sports figure, they have to be a little bit nervous, right? They have to, before they hit the stage or the ice or the field, they have to be a little bit on edge. But you have to have some stress going, because otherwise, as you said, it'll just be commonplace. You won't bring out your best.
So that's true.
I suppose there's absolutely something good about stress.
Yes.
You're listening to the one and only Natural Health Show. What is adrenal fatigue? I hear that term. Tell me what that is.
So as we were talking about, adrenal fatigue is our adrenals are are created so that if we have stress, which we all do in life, they rebalance ourselves. But when we're somebody that if you're under chronic stress and it's chronic stress over a prolonged period of time, and then your hormones continually are secreting, your adrenals are constantly secreting these hormones, they will weaken over time. And then you're not going to be able to have those response. And that's when you start feeling some of the symptoms, you know, symptoms that we talk about, where hard to get up in the mornings, you're maybe feeling more irritable, blood sugar issues, just generally overall overwhelmed, tired, those kind of things can start
so
happening.
That's a result of an overworked adrenal gland.
Right. Yeah.
And so how do we avoid this overworking? We calm ourselves down. Is that the only way? I guess that's the way out, huh?
Reducing. So
can you, is there any diet issues that can help
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a holistic view. And so reducing stress, of course, is really key. Reducing stress, which sounds so simple, let's just reduce that, which isn't. But to really just is taking that time out to really, I used to think, for instance, when I was relaxing that I was being lazy. I was just thinking, I got this sort of thing that I had to always be on the go.
Give
yourself permission to relax, give yourself permission to recharge, and just find ways to really calm your system down so that you can have time to recuperate. So you're not just, you're able to give them a chance to recover.
Right. Now, is adrenal fatigue more of a female thing or more of a male thing, or is it an even split?
It's both. And during midlife, that's really important for the adrenal health. In menopause in women, for instance, that's when when the sex hormones are circulating throughout the system. So they're really, really necessary. In menopause for women, their ovaries are starting to slowly, in their production of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And the adrenal glands work as a backup. For men, not menopause, but similar in the sense that the adrenal glands are the backup. So really protecting those throughout our lives is really key.
So, well, again, someone who is younger than midlife, can this adrenal fatigue come and go as you grow, as our life progresses? For example, you might find that over even a couple of years, you've been kind of run down and then it lifts.
Yes.
And then it comes back again.
That's true. It can come and go in the fact, but it really, it can come and go and you can rebuild it. But after time, depending on the severity, if you're constantly stressed and chronic, then it takes a longer to rebuild.
Right.
And that's why really making decisions to change lifestyle and if you need supplementation can help the adrenal support with those adaptogens we talked about. They can really help provide support.
And so you're speaking this weekend, and again, I believe
yes.
your topic is going to be adrenal glands, right?
Yes.
We're talking about the energy that we want to have in our lives to carry on and be the best we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that other side of it called stress. So you look at some people, for example, you would say, well, there's an energetic lad.
Yeah.
Or he's completely stressed out. Like he's either one or the other. And I suppose it's a matter of digging a little bit deeper and finding out, well, is this energy or is this stress?
Or is this like coffee and what is it that is? And over time, and that can be, that adrenaline kind of energy. And over time, if that's natural, but on a constant basis, if you're not recovering, that can become
right.
an issue for
that's
sure.
Right. You can't be living on Red Bull.
Not a good thing.
Coffee. Sorry. I'm sure that's not going to be very good for your adrenal glands. Victoria Health Show, back to that again.
Yes.
What time are you on and what day is coming up this weekend?
Yes, it is. It's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. It's on Sunday on January 24th. I'll be talking in behalf of Purica and 3:00.
3:00.
3:00.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. Tanya, thanks so much for coming into the studio today and joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
It's the Natural Health Show on your weekend, and we thank you for being part of the program. We're here each and every weekend at this time, bringing you guest experts from the world of natural health. I'm Steve Herringer. You've been listening to a special Expert Speak Out program. My guests have been Tanya Ritko, registered holistic nutritionist, and Carlene Karst, registered dietitian. I will be back to close the show right after a very, very special Radical Remedy. Dr. Carl, MD, is here.
Time now for the Natural Health Show's Radical Remedies. A look at current research-based therapies that are making a difference. Radical Remedies is brought to you by Vitarock.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carl. medical director at VitaRock.com. MDMA and post-traumatic stress disorder. What does post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, conjure up for you? War veterans back from their battles abroad? Perhaps. But you don't have to fight overseas to experience trauma. There are natural disasters, loss of loved ones, and many other experiences that can leave a permanent mark of emotional distress. PTSD sufferers often relive the trauma, experience anxiety, drug abuse, and insomnia. Unfortunately, current medications are not very effective in treating this condition. But a recent pretty startling discovery has provided PTSD sufferers with some hope. MDMA, or the drug known on the street as ecstasy, was found to be very effective in treating PTSD for the long term. The first study showed such strong improvements in the patient's well-being that the effect was over 3 times stronger than anticipated. The second study repeated the treatment and followed up with the patients for a period of 2 years. Even after 2 years, over 80% of the patients still showed significant improvement. But make no mistake, MDMA is a dangerous street drug. At higher doses, it can cause a life-threatening rise in body temperature or hyperthermia, dehydration, as well as a deadly collection of symptoms known as the serotonin syndrome. It is also a disinhibitory, euphoric, and slightly hallucinogenic drug, so the treatment setting is very important. But if the drug is taken in small doses under clinical supervision, it holds great promise for many sufferers of PTSD. I'm Dr. Carl, MD.
Each podcast of The Natural Health Show contains the thoughts and opinions of top-notch natural health practitioners, making us a unique resource for anyone exploring the mind-changing, body-changing power of the personal health revolution. The Natural Health Show podcasts, healthy inspiration in a busy world. I'm Steve Herringer. Thanks for listening.